Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, May.
I'm Max.
And I'm Ben, and we were had.
Can you believe it?
There are twists and there are turns.
Defleshed is a standard death.
Oh, that's fun.
We were had.
We were. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the Burger Chef murders.
You want to take that again and say burger instead of birder?
Did I say birder?
I heard burger. I heard birder. Did you hear birder?
No, I heard burger.
Okay, well, I apologize.
Okay, today we are going to hear about the Burger Chef. The Burger Chef murders happened on Friday, November 17th, 1978. Burger Chef was an old fast food chain.
Oh my God. Okay, so I was wrong. I just thought it was like that was what they did at the place.
No, no. It was
I thought it was
place.
Weird that there were four Burger Chefs working that night.
Did it go extinct? Out of business?
I believe it's for the birds. I believe it's gone.
Oh, okay.
So they only serve to birds now? It's a bird fast food restaurant?
The Burger Chef.
By the way, Burger Chef would be a great title for like a weed place.
Oh.
Like a weed restaurant.
Yeah.
Burger Chef.
Burger Chef. Is it?
Trademark that.
Trademark it. That girl that Instagram messaged you.
Oh, yeah.
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 I've always wanted to buy her stuff. This is way too...
We're just having
a normal conversation. Now it's getting inside baseball that actually one of the podcast members doesn't even know what you're talking about. Forget about the fans.
Okay, moving on. The Burger Chef murders. Let's get back to that. It's November 17th, 1978. Take it away, Ben.
So four young employees at this fast food chain went missing, at first thought to be kind of a nothing big deal thing, petty theft, something, or even that they ran out. I'll go into the details of it, but it turned out to be the unfortunate murder of these four young people. It was Jane Freet, who was 20 years old. She was the assistant manager. Daniel Davis, 16 years old. Mark Flemons, also 16. And Ruth Ellen Shelton, 18 years old.
Wow.
So basically on Friday night, November 17th, they disappeared, and it must have been at some point between around 11 p.m. and midnight, because they were discovered by another employee. That employee wasn't even really working that night, but just passed by, saw the lights on, and was like, oh, that's weird. The place is already supposed to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then this other employee walks in, sees, well, first of all, that they're not there. So that's weird that the place is still
open. Do you know
what
the title of that employee was?
I think he was just another worker. I'm not sure if it was like a higher boss or something.
Because I'm thinking, like, if I was working a fast food restaurant and I saw the lights were still on, I'd be like, oh, that's weird. And I would continue driving on with my day. Like, you know what I mean?
Even if you worked, I think it was probably his friend. Like, the other people worked there.
It's the 70s. He doesn't have a lot going on after that. You know what I mean? Just popping in, saying hello. Also, it's a wonder anyone's ever made it through the 70s alive. There were killers everywhere.
Oh, literally.
Everywhere. Serial killers. Burger murderers. Everywhere.
Nothing like that now. No school shootings. Nothing like that now.
Yeah, it's very safe now.
Yeah.
No, nothing wrong. Your drugs. No fentanyl. Everything's fine.
Nothing, yeah.
I should also mention, just in terms of, this happened in Speedway, Indiana, which is like a tiny suburb of Indianapolis.
Right.
So in terms of nothing being able to do, 70s plus Speedway, Indiana.
That's a plot of a Netflix horror movie. It's a bit of a thriller.
Oh, yes.
You looked at me like you never heard it. You were Netflix.
What, Netflix? Netflix.
Netflix, you've said?
It's getting too inside baseball again, guys. Random streaming services. So basically, okay, so this employee finds them. That employee came like a little after midnight, hence why we think this disappearance couldn't have happened, like, you know, was in that time frame.
Yeah.
The police come in. What they see is that the people are missing, the safe is open, and that the door, the back door, is ajar.
Door of the safe or the restaurant?
The back door of the restaurant.
Okay.
So a way of exiting, essentially.
And everything's taken out of the safe, obviously.
Yes, but what's taken out is only $538, which is...
And they
is,
left everything else?
They...
What do you think was in the safe?
Gold, well,
there more
was some,
money. And maybe some gold doubloons. I don't know.
Just gold. They're just fucking... Bars of gold.
Sacagawea coins. Who knows?
They left all the silver dollars. They just took the cash.
So they actually did leave some coins in the cash register.
That's funny.
And it does come into play a little bit in terms of, like, was this a robbery? Did they actually care about money at all? It's all very...
It's murky.
Hazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
It's petty amount of money.
That's a petty crime.
Even even in 1978, that's not a lot of money. It's like, I think one thing said, like, nowadays, that's like $2,000.
Right,
something.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Police... also find two empty money bags and an empty roll of adhesive tape next to the safe.
Okay. So adhesive tape, presumably to tape the people up before they left?
Bags over their heads?
Maybe that is what it was, but at least at the beginning, they don't expect any real foul play. I think that the main thing that they suspect at the very beginning, and this only lasts a few hours, is that the employees ran off with the money and had like a fun night.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's no evidence of like, they don't find any blood in there or...
The tables aren't knocked over or anything. It's just like an eerie quiet, huh?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's creepy.
I mean, this story, famously, I looked a little bit online, that the police are known to have done a really bad job by not expecting anything. But to be fair, the way it looks when you first get there, they should have done their jobs normal. They did drop the ball, for sure.
They did not plan for the worst, and this did end up turning out to be the very worst.
The actual worst, yeah.
But I do understand not thinking that it's too much. Basically, the other thing that they think, beyond just that they like ran off or whatever, is that maybe there was a robbery, and maybe they were kidnapped, but that... they'll be back soon. Like that there's no...
What?
I mean, basically, like they're not being held for ransom for $538 or something like that. Right. Yeah. They were probably dumped off somewhere or whatever.
Well, I mean, what's this fucking Speedway Indiana Deputy Department training you in? You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, that too. And I guess also like hitchhiking was pretty common back then. So they're like, you know, they probably got picked up by somebody and they probably, like you said, like let them out somewhere. Like, yeah. You
but,
know.
Okay, this was right around Bundy and shit though. Like people know that killers are out there.
It is right post... that.
But it's still pretty, like, the idea of that is, like, sort of new. I feel like the 60s, that wasn't really happening. 70s, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but the 70s, it's, like, peak murder shit. Like, you would think, like, everyone's kind of like, it's probably a killer.
True, but in these small towns, I think people are like, we don't even lock our fucking doors in this town.
That's
so safe.
That's some city shit.
Nothing happens like that here, like, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. Listen,
although
I don't know why I'm defending the cops.
Yeah.
They suck, whatever. Yeah.
Well, so one huge mistake that they make is that because they don't think it's a very big deal, in the morning they allow kind of business to go as usual in the restaurant, and they clean the restaurant.
Oh!
They don't treat it like a crime scene.
That's
a ball dropped.
Literally,
yeah,
like slow adult stuff. Like, how could you ever? I mean, that's really stupid.
It's not a good
They
call.
Let them clean the crime scene.
That is like unbelievably stupid.
No photographs ever taken.
A place like that, too, they bleach the mop. They use bleach in the mops shit, like when they clean the floors
they have
and stuff.
To.
Right? It's a disgusting fast food restaurant. So you're literally, it's a squeaky clean crime scene.
As we said, more than $100 in coins left in the register, which again, we'll get into.
It's like, a lot of coins.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, well, like if $538 is a lot to them, why is $100 not a lot? I don't know. The money part. Motive.
I get that. I hate coins. I hate
Well, there wasn't Coinstar at the time, so they're probably like, eh.
Fair.
It's true.
What about laundry
machines?
Washing machines.
Oh, yeah.
Very
you're
going to
do your laundry for a year.
I would grab a fast food restaurant for that.
I would kill four people for that.
Oh, yeah. I would trade $538 for $100 in quarters. That is a good deal
for
me.
That's a good deal for the laundry.
The women's purses, the two female victims' purses, were left at the restaurant. And I actually heard... Greg, stop it. I actually heard different accounts of this, but not all of their jackets were left there. Maybe two of them, but some of them took their jackets, which is also kind of weird because if the perpetrators were planning on killing them, why would they say bring your jackets?
Or if it was by closing, they already had their jackets on. If it was near closing time,
that's
they already
true.
Had it on ready to go.
Yeah. Okay. Like two of them only
that.
Had it ready, and then the other two were still cleaning or something.
Could be that.
Yeah.
Be that.
A lot of people are jackets indoors people. My thing is, though, but did the cops see that the purses were still there when they checked for the first time and allowed those?
Probably these fucking assholes.
Which means.
Probably
like,
gifted it to their wives.
Mate is a complete 180. She goes, hey, cab. do you want to answer any of those questions? Or
the purse thing, I don't know. I mean, I'm not... I assume that they discover all this right away. I mean, the purses were out there. It's not like it was hiding
So then what the
something.
Fuck?
About them considering
Why wouldn't
it.
They expect... Like, suspect foul play, or at least leave it open to it.
Yeah, like, women don't just leave their purses places. That's... It has their ID.
So I think that they do pretty quickly... think that there's some sort of foul play involved. I just don't think that they think it's murder.
Okay.
Still a crime.
Yeah, again, the sweeping the floor, I can't. And like, a cop later does say, we screwed it up from the beginning. Like, I mean...
Yes, you did, sir.
Yes, you did. Yes. Yeah, good call.
So, Saturday morning, they expect the kids to show up. They don't show up.
Right.
Jane freaks.
Why would they expect them to show up?
Wishful thinking?
Yeah. Oh, they'll turn up.
Ah, they're just a couple of kids.
Anyway, continue.
What, are they dead?
Yeah.
They're
yes.
dead. Yeah, okay.
They're
yeah,
dead.
Shit.
They're dead.
Yeah, shit.
Jane Freets, that was... So Jane Freet is the assistant manager, the 20-year-old. She, her car is found in the town, partially locked. So they're like, all right, something fucked might be happening. What's going on? Someone could have taken her car? Someone, yeah, could have taken the car.
This is terrifying. Could you imagine just working late at a burger place?
No, and I'd be that so pissed about nightmare. It. I'd be like, I'm getting paid minimum wage to get abducted and murdered.
To die at your fast food teenage restaurant. This is why I'm glad I worked at Brugger's Bagels. We closed at 4. So it was never a danger.
Did you have to get up wicked early, though?
Yeah, sometimes I get in here at 6 a.m. Let me tell you something.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, I paid myself in bagels.
You got there at 6 a.m.?
Sometimes you got to open up.
Wow. Oh, that is a muddle.
The bagels. They're not going to serve themselves.
So that's all Friday and Saturday. Then Sunday, hikers find the body in the woods over 20 miles away from the burger chef.
The body's plural? Or just
all
one?
Four. Okay, all four. Eesh. Two of them, Davis and Shelton, were shot execution style numerous times. Freed was stabbed twice in the chest, and the knife is like broken off.
It's like so rage, angry stab. Angry. Maybe they knew the person.
Possibly.
Okay.
And Flemons was this was bludgeoned and choked on his own blood.
That's how he died?
That's how he died.
Because he was beaten so bad.
Yes. But in the podcast Crime Junkie, which has like a 5-part thing on this.
Yeah.
The investigator there, or the person who does the podcast, she was like the most interested in the Flemons thing, in the bludgeoning, because if he choked on his own blood, that would probably happen after the fact. So it's like they would leave him alive.
Yeah, leave him to die, assuming he's going to die.
I guess, or they didn't, or they thought he would maybe survive.
Or they thought he was dead.
Also, or they thought he was dead. I'm not sure. Yeah.
It sounds like he was beat pretty bad.
Yeah. Yes, they think by chains was the weapon, some sort of
chains. Oh, my God.
So,
I mean, what's interesting to me is that two were just shot and they're done. And then it's a woman and a boy, right, that was bludgeoned and then the knife was broken?
Knife was broken, was a woman.
Was a woman, and then Flemons is a man.
There was nothing done, right? No sexually weird things?
No, which is a big reason why they think probably not serial killer. One of the reasons, but that's usually like a...
But I wonder, like, yeah. I'm thinking maybe the person that did this knew those two people, that it was more of like a crime of passion, like stabbing somebody or bludgeoning someone to death, because that takes a lot of rage. And then maybe like Davis and Shelton just happened to be like wrong place, wrong time. And they were like, well, we can't leave these two people. We have to kill them too, or else they're going to tell
people. So the wrong place, wrong time thing is... possible.
Yeah.
There's one wrong place, wrong time situation in particular. One that involves Freet being the person who there might have been a motive to scare her.
Freet, the one who was stabbed.
Freet, the 20-year-old who was stabbed. Yes, correct.
And she's also the head honcho in the situation. She's the assistant manager.
She runs the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's the 20-year-old.
Yeah. Elderly.
Yeah, she's the adult in the room.
At least she lived a long life, you know?
Oh, my God. And canceled.
Oh, I've been canceled way before this.
Yeah, take me down.
Okay. So all of them still wearing their uniforms and still had money and watches on them. So again, robbery, what's going on when it comes to the money aspect?
Right.
Of this?
It seems like the $500 was just a ploy to make it to confuse the cops that were fucking had their heads up their ass anyway. Listen, it didn't take much to confuse those pigs. Let me do it.
Or honestly, just took it as a bonus. They were going there to kill those kids, and they just took the money while they were there.
No, might as well.
Yeah, might as well take $600.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But then if they spent the money, couldn't people track those numbers on the money?
It's not a bank. It's a burger place.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was today's money. Yeah, that they made.
Sorry.
Yeah. get your head out of your
ass. I thought it was a great question. I thought it was a great question until Max refuted it.
Yeah. Until Max made a
When you said it, I was like, that it. She cracked it. She
Okay. Anyway.
So one possible thing, we're going to get into like the main theories and the investigation, but one possible interesting fact is the fact that Flemons was filling in for someone. So he wasn't supposed to be originally there.
Oh, man.
There's a chance of something where it's like, first of all, that's like, yeah, oh, fuck. Like, you filled in. Yeah. But also, maybe it was a botched robbery where one of the, where Flemons, like, recognized, like, the people knew everyone, knew Flemons, but not anyone else. And then they saw Flemons there and they were like, oh, fuck. We're busted. We got to kill these people.
Okay.
That's just like a little
or thing. A situation like what if the other three were like dirty? And something some criminals came in that night.
What do you mean
and
dirty?
Flemons, I don't know. Maybe it was like a
like involved fucking, in shit?
Yeah, like drug shit.
So there is just to tease it, a little bit of like a Breaking Bad chicken shop possibility going
on
here.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Pollos. Hermanos.
Yes. Yeah. Sí, señor. I think we'll get to that in a little bit, but I feel like that is worth a little bit of a tease because it's
That's
entertaining.
Fun. Yeah.
So one eyewitness says it was a 16-year-old, said that two suspicious men, one both white, both in their 30s, one with a beard, and then the other one clean-shaven with light-colored hair and like light features in general, were that he saw a them in a car outside of the Burger Chef. Later that year, there's a guy in another town who's at a bar, and at the bar, he claims to have done it.
Oh.
Okay, so then this, like, gets around.
Does he fit the description of the 30-year-old men, or no?
He doesn't. Or, well, he might. This guy is pretty easily, he's brought in and says, like, no, I didn't do it, and he passes a polygraph test, and he's okay. I mean, I don't know if polygraph
That's
tests are everything. But,
no, they're complete bullshit.
But he says that, he says he didn't do it. There's not enough to charge him. But this guy then says that that he knows maybe some other people who were involved. Other, he said here, other fast food robbers, which I guess is like a...
That's a racket. That's a beat.
I guess that's a beat. It's like, you think
like
that he...
Like a Bonnie and Clyde for...
You know,
fast
you got the people that are robbing. You got the people that are robbing armored cars. You got to work your way up.
Yeah,
somehow,
it's a fast food,
right?
Guys.
You got to go to the fast food. You got to go to.
I also
the
love
bank,
how the armored,
the armored cars.
The armored car guys aren't even murdering the people involved, but the fast food people.
Armored car robberies are insane.
Because they go up to those poor bastards.
I know, yeah. I know. The people driving those, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
Armored car robbery. Because
so, do you ever see those big like? What it, like Brink trucks?
Yeah, the Brink trucks. Yeah. There's another one with
and
the
And they're
D
carrying
name.
Like shit tons of money in
Lots
them. And they
of
go
money.
Up to banks and they empty out the money to the
they
banks.
Literally, they're armed with like shotguns, those guys.
Yeah. And then people in the mob have like robbed them. I don't know how.
I see.
It's very
The Joker would do that. Mm-hmm. I bring it to fictional. Like the Joker would do that
I'm
a lot.
I'm like Whitey Bulger. You're like, yeah.
The Joker. The Joker. Same level.
Typical Joker. So later that year, okay. So that guy says, like, I know a few people, whatever. Following the leads from that guy, in another town, police find a bearded man who matches the description. The night before, like, the lineup where the witness, the original witness, was going to look at them, that guy shaves his beard.
Oh.
And the witness chooses another guy.
Oh.
And some other guy goes to prison for some other robberies that he did. Not for this. Not for this. But, And later, the bearded guy's son said that his father told him that he did it.
What?
So there's all sorts of weird shit Jesus. Going on here. That guy, the bearded guy, dies of a heart attack a little bit after. And some investigators were like, well, that was kind of suspiciously close to the death. I don't know what that means.
What the hell does
close.
That mean? Suspiciously
that he was
close?
Killed? Died
of
a that guilty, it wasn't really a heart
died,
attack?
Died of a guilty heart?
Yeah, right.
Happens.
Yeah, I got some.
I mean, if I killed four people, I would hope I would die of a guilty heart. Fucking
yeah. No, my God.
Jesus.
And then another guy was found at some point that looks like the light-haired guy who was clean-shaven, but not enough to charge him. Of course. And this is kind of a side theory thing, but a little bit earlier that year, there were a thing called the Speedway bombings, a bunch of bombings that happened in this town. Eight of them, although only
eight of them.
Two people were injured and no one died from them. But some, and they eventually found out that the person responsible for those bombings was a guy named Brett Kimberlin. But there's probably no tie between that and this. But it was just one of those things where it's like, this is a tiny town and two really weird things.
Yeah.
Really, really big crimes happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's in the water in this town?
Murder.
Murder.
Further investigations. So these they follow leads everywhere. There are people being, you know, questioned in Cincinnati and Milwaukee, even Dallas. But they can't find any real promising leads. They can't locate the firearm, the handle of the knife, or the chain, possibly the chain that was used.
Okay.
Why a chain? Were there chain marks on anybody?
I guess just the bludgeoned one, they figured that was the weapon.
It really makes me uncomfortable.
Probably from marks on him, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Links.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, that's bad.
Beat to death
is, I don't know,
awful.
The stabbing and the knife breaking is pretty gnarly.
Oh, that's bad too. But like, yeah, but yeah, you're but choking on your own blood. Shoot me in the back of the head twice. Let me tell you. Not that they were the lucky ones, but let me tell you something. But I'd rather not see it coming.
Do you think in a really sick way that he was like taking mercy on those two? I really feel like they were casualties and he was after the people that he or she, whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
the
worst death.
After the worst death people.
Well, that's like a weird thing is to kill the three different methods of killing for four
strange.
People. That's strange. That's
feels
weird.
Like they were tortured for a while.
It also
there,
feels
probably.
Like maybe it happened at different times.
Mm.
Or like they got mad at the one that was bludgeoned, killed him. The other girl like tried to defend him, got stabbed, and then the other two just saw it happen. They were like, well, we gotta kill you two anyway now.
Maybe. That's also, by the way, to refute the serial killer thing, rare that a serial killer would use different weapons.
Yeah. Well, how many people do we think were involved? Two because of the...
I guess two because of this.
But
yeah.
Like...
Gotta be two.
Well, I guess like... But cops usually should be able to kind of figure out, right? Based on something that happened, like how many people might have had a hand in it. I don't know. You ever seen a procedural show?
There was definitely more than two because I feel like four against one, that's hard to control even if you do have a gun. You know
They're
what I mean?
Children. Let me tell you something. Are you fighting back?
I'm certainly not fighting back, but I feel like I could distract. Like, imagine if there was somebody in here trying to kill us. Like, I would distract them. One of you guys would hop on him. You know what I mean? Like,
tell me which one of us would, is going to
hop. Yeah, I don't know.
Tell me which one of us is going to hop.
I would probably use some karate moves.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Be specific.
For
yeah. May distracts him with her feminine wiles. Ben, I guess, pokes him in the eyes. Stooges
I do
style.
A lot of that. Yeah. Not many people know this, but when you do this, this is a good this little thing. Yeah, and then my sensei taught me.
I do a lot of crotch stuff. I do a lot of crotch stuff.
But the only reason why we know how to do this is because we train.
Yeah. We train.
Constantly.
Yeah.
You go high, I go low.
Oh, I go to Krav Maga every day.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Krav Maga is something I would make fun of, and then I would be in a situation, I'd be like, fuck, I wish I went to Krav Maga.
I should have done Krav Maga.
Imagine that being your final thoughts.
Yeah.
I wish I had
done Krav Maga.
God damn it. Wish I'd gone to that women empowerment ceremony or whatever the fuck.
I actually did do Taekwondo from the age from 7 to 13.
That's a long time
I am
to do Taekwondo.
A second degree black belt.
What?
There are nunchucks in my bedroom
as we
speak. I once won a gold trophy for sparring in a tournament.
7 to 13? Did you know how to like break a
board?
Like,
that was
board?
A big part of it. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you still know how to do it?
I mean, they were thin boards. I could probably. I did it at 7. I think I could do it now. And hopefully. Yeah.
What's the technique? How do you do that? Is it just hitting it in the right place?
Well, when you're younger, the old Asian man is kind of bending it pretty good for you.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah,
it's not a big piece of wood, but it's a lot of it's, you know, it's got your hips, you know, you got to hit form with it, you know? Get back to it!
So we would be. So May and I would have
no,
on you.
Do you see my nail? Let me tell you something, though. I would try to fight, sure. I don't know how it's going to go. I got weirdly into kickboxing a couple years ago. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all.
You don't know anything about me.
You got into kickboxing like taking classes, though. You didn't like fight
people. I wasn't trained to be a vigilante, Ben. No, I wasn't.
Did you fight? Have you gotten hit in training for kickboxing?
No, could you imagine getting hit? I would hate that.
But wait, so they didn't have any defense wounds on them either?
No.
That's a good question.
Listen, I feel like four against one, no way. They would have fought. It's like when it's your life you're fighting for, one of them is going to take one for the team, take him out at the knees or something.
I guess. Or
that's how you get beat to death.
Sure, but I mean, I feel like, I don't know. There's got to be at least two assailants. I agree.
I love the use of assailants. That made you feel very learned.
I don't know. I just always have such trouble. We can get back to the story, but I always have such trouble when moments like that where your adrenaline is just out of control. I feel like people, you don't know what their fight or flight response is going to be.
Well, that was the whole thing with me and Mike, fellow comic. We were at that coffee shop. Taxi cab hits the building 10 feet away from us. Just plows through the bus stop right next to us. Everybody gets up, screams, running towards it or running away. We stayed seated. Finished our coffees.
Well, okay. Well, that's not a surprising reaction.
But that's because you guys are sociopaths.
Yeah. No, again, I was talking about people who have surprising reactions. That fits character perfectly. In 1984, a man named David Forrester, who was serving 95 years in prison for abduction and rape, said that he did it.
Oh.
He leads the cops. So the cops are like, come on, like, prove it, basically.
Yeah.
He leads the cops to the spot accurately where the bodies were and says the correct positioning of the body. And he says that the knife was like broken in the body, which was not common knowledge.
So that wasn't exposed in any like newspapers or anything like that.
It made it seem like that. I guess it couldn't have been kept a complete secret, but they were like, whoa, how did you know that?
Yeah. Okay.
He said that Freet's, so now this is getting into like a story, a backstory behind it. He said that Freet's brother, Freet again is the 20-year-old assistant manager.
Yep.
Her brother owed money on a drug deal.
Oh.
And that Forrester and three others, gets back to the amount of people there, Forrester and three others went to intimidate the sister.
Okay.
Freet. Is this the Breaking Bad element?
Sort of. Not as much, because the Breaking Bad element is like much more of a larger conspiracy.
Wow. Okay.
Like a whole... So this one involves coke with this like one brother. The Breaking Bad story is more like a whole coke ring was like centered around this...
Burger Chef.
This Burger Chef.
Like it was in season whatever, okay. Breaking Bad 3 or 4, I think.
I think it was 4 and 5.
Yeah. 4 and 5? Really? I think...
No, I think it was 3 and 4.
I think Gus dies at the end of 4.
Gus dies at the end of 4, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, Ben, I'm going to stop you right there. But Gus Fring dies at the end of 4. Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. Okay. So the explanation was that basically Forrester and three others go to intimidate the sister. Flemons, one of the other victims, steps in and like tries to defend her. He hits his head. The robbers think that Flemons is dead, and that's the reason why they took all of them to the woods to kill all of them.
Oh.
So that there were no surviving
witnesses.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But then how does it explain that the guy got his head bashed in later?
It doesn't really explain how they killed the people, I guess. But
yeah.
That's why, according to this guy, at this time, that they killed them.
He changes his story?
Yes. No. So he, but while he's still saying that he was the killer or one of the four killers, he takes the cops to the river that he said he threw the gun in, but nothing was found in this river.
That's kind of par for the course, though. A lot of times that happens.
Yeah, that
you
doesn't
know.
Really mean much to me.
No.
What, throwing the gun in the river?
That they wouldn't find a gun in a river.
Yeah. Oh,
they never find the gun in the river.
Is that
name one time they found a gun in the river.
Okay, fine. May 9th, 1943. Explain that one.
That's true. Old Gun River.
Gun River 43.
You're getting rid of a firearm, throw it in a river.
Just toss it in the nearest river.
Oh, yeah.
I remember an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger. These assassins. Remember that show?
I remember the show.
These assassins, they got away with every crime for years because they used knives made out of ice. They were icicle knives.
Yeah.
They would carry around like this ice suitcase that kept it cold. Mm. So they would stab somebody and then
it would dissolve.
Like an ice pick. Then there was no
smart.
No, an ice pick is metal. It was literally just, it was made of ice. The blade was ice. So then it would dissolve and there was no murder weapon.
Crazy.
Yeah. So maybe that's what happened here.
What a good show.
Oh my God. Come on. You know what my favorite part was? When they would like, the guy would be like, Walker would be like fighting somebody and then they would just reuse some of the moves that they already used in that fight, that cut. So like they would hit him, he would hit him again with the same back fist. And you're like, wait a second.
That's funny.
Is that where you were inspired to go into
karate? Martial arts?
No, that's what I meant when I said I did it for 7 years. I watched you
were
7 years.
You were Chuck Norris' stunt double.
I was Chuck Norris. I was Chuck Norris.
So Forrester's ex-wife says a few days after the murders that Forrester took her to the woods where he picked up firearm shell casings and then flushed them.
In the toilet?
In the toilet. And then the cops investigate. I don't think Forrester was living in this apartment at the time when this whole thing happened, or house, whatever. But they found the... That story checks out.
Oh, they found the shell casings in the fucking septic tank? Is that what I'm understanding?
So then he did it.
Or like somewhere
in there. So then, yeah.
What's the question of if he did it?
That feels like he did.
Still said that there was not enough evidence to charge him.
Okay,
and later, his confession starts to get released. He claims he was coerced.
Okay.
It's possible that he had an incentive to make this up, that maybe he thought that he would not be sent to a harsher jail, or that maybe even his sentence would be reduced.
Makes sense.
He eventually dies in prison in 2006. And also, of all the more recent investigations, no DNA evidence leads back to him.
Okay, yeah. And he could have flushed shell casings for a different reason, too.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
I mean, the guy was already in prison.
Also, by the end of his life, he said he kind of went back again and was like, I did do it. And at this point, most of the investigators were like, this guy's just a chronic liar.
Yeah.
Like, I can't trust it.
Abduction and rape. He was already doing enough, let me tell you something.
So doozy.
Yeah.
Why is that worse to me than these four murders?
Because I don't know. I mean, they're all pretty bad.
Yes.
Not ideal.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Yeah, don't commit any of these crimes.
No.
I'm looking at Ben. No, don't commit any of these crimes.
I looked at the camera. Yeah. I saw some of these comments. I don't know. It seems like they've got it in.
Guys?
You guys.
Cool it.
Yeah.
Come on.
So the Breaking Bad situation, we are up to.
Oh, we're up to that.
That there was a drug ring centered around this burger chef, a la Los Pollos Hermanos, on the show Breaking Bad, starring Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yes. AMC.
Christian Ritter.
Who was the... Vince Gilligan?
Vince Gilligan was the creator.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Oh, really good. Whenever I see his name, Gilligan. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a Vince Gilligan joint.
It's a Gilligan.
It's a Gilligan.
Mm.
Oh, Ben.
Yes.
You can really tell when it's a Gilligan.
Yeah. See that shot over there with the shadow?
Textbook Gilligan.
Yeah, that's Gilligan. Yeah. So Freed's brother, again, going back to Freed's brother, was arrested for selling coke. So that related to the previous story, but also to this one as well. In jail, there was a guy named Alan Pruitt who went up to Freed's brother and said, sorry about your sister, as if he knew something.
Okay.
Later on, Pruitt says that he knows the killers, that there's this guy, Jeff Reed, and Tim, hard name to pronounce, Willoughbyn.
Okay.
Let me take a look at it.
Willoughbyn.
It's really, there's a lot
it's,
of
It's Willoughbyn.
Willoughbyn. It could be Willoughbyn.
Okay.
It's Willoughbyn. I recognize that name. It's Willoughbyn.
Tim Willoughbyn. We'll call him Willoughbyn. Yep. And so according to Pruitt, he said that he saw these two guys bashing one of the teens' heads on a van. And a few days later, Pruitt said that these guys came in the same van and asked him, like, offered him weed and, like, asked him to, like, hang out in the van or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Willoughbyn's girlfriend is there. And
he did it? He hung out with them in the van?
Yeah, that's where I'm a little
confused. Allegedly saw someone get bashed in a head. They said, hey, you want a J? And he said, listen, if you're giving it.
I guess so.
That shit.
So then Pruitt goes on and he says that he sees Willoughbyn's girlfriend who's like, they're going to kill us if we show that we know or something like that. And in the more sort of dramatic story, he says that he basically ran away from them as they were shooting at him.
What?
So they drove him to what? A secluded area?
I suppose. Yeah.
Wow.
What about her?
Later, Pruitt says that this was all bullshit, so I'll get to her final fate. Pruitt says that, again, the cops were harassing me, and that, again, this seems like one of these things where it's like the cops want an answer. Like, they
want to redeem themselves.
They want to redeem themselves.
They have incentive to tie a bow on this.
Exactly. Yes. So that makes sense that Pruitt said that, or in general that, you know, Forrester said that the cops were like, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah. Then you found the body here, right? Yeah, the broken knife. How would you have known?
Mm-hmm.
Soon after, so in 1979, which would be the following year, Willoughbyn disappears. And his girlfriend, the one part of the story, is found dead in a barrel.
Oh, my God. In, like, that dissolving acid or whatever.
Oh, that, people
that is Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's season one Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah. Usually when people are found in barrels, they put a bunch of, I don't know what the fuck the chemical is.
Hydrochloric acid?
Something like that. And it literally, like, burns you. It, like, burns. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Burns and shit.
Oh, boo! Goo, goo,
goo, goo. So, we're had here because...
Did anyone think that maybe it was an inside job? Like, the police... Honestly, we're trying to let them clean the crime scene.
True.
Maybe they were like, oh, come on, Paul. Don't be ridiculous. Yeah, this is clearly, the teens ran off with the money. Let them clean up.
That's a theory because it's such a dumb thing. Or at least someone
knew. It doesn't have to be 100%, right? It could be like someone knew someone or whatever. Yeah. Someone's covering up for someone.
Yeah. That makes sense, though.
But it's wild how many... This is a small town and then so many people in prison... I guess it was that public of a story, right? This was nationwide. Huge.
This is big, yeah.
Huge.
So people in prison, this is a famous thing to attach your name to.
Yeah.
Probably not as big as some of the other ones we've done, but yes. Yeah,
yeah, pretty big. I mean, four teenagers are murdered in the woods. Like, it's a pretty big deal.
That's awful. And it is, like we said, it's right around Bundy. Like, this is newsworthy
Son
shit.
Son of Sam, yeah. 70s are, like, late 70s is, like, prime. When
was Zodiac? Was that 60s?
Zodiac is early 70s. Mm-hmm. But I think the 70s in general, starting because you got Manson, which would be 69, 60s, 70.
Yeah.
And then that whole decade is just fucked with these
people. It's crazy.
But Brad Pitt stopped the Manson family. Yes?
Brad
Pitt. Him and Leo.
What do you think of that movie?
I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I did too. Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, I didn't see it.
All right. Mm. Is that all? Is that all the theories?
That's all.
What? Okay, so you read the most. You watched a little video about this. You listened to Crime Junkie.
I listened to Crime Junkie.
What's your big takeaway?
I don't trust most of the people who like came forward. This guy Pruitt, because Pruitt kind of goes back on it, and Forrester. It's weird that he went and was able to find the spots. Like Forrester did have some knowledge that is creepy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it seems like he just. Kind of was a character that went back and forth and like can't really be trusted.
Do you think that maybe he knew, like maybe another inmate told him that kind of stuff? That told him that like the blade
could
was
be
broken,
one of those
stuff like that.
Well, the guy that what about that random guy at the bar that was like I did it, and then he said he didn't do it, and then his son said he did it.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you drunkenly admit to that,
man?
Because people are fucking weird.
People are crazy.
That's your question. That's your big takeaway. Why would you admit to this murder? Not why would you do it? Why would you admit it?
I'm just confused by everything with this. Like, I'm confused with who did it, but I'm also confused with what the motive was. Whether, I mean, the different methods of killing is so weird to me.
It's so rare for a case to be, I mean, have an ending very quickly where it's like, just these four people, they found the bodies, they know what happened to them. People came forward. There are credible suspects, but so many more questions because of all this.
Right. Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
The cleaning up the next day is, you make a good point. It's suspicious to me. I feel
that's like over the top incompetent.
Yeah. That's like
aggressive.
Crazy.
That's an
dumb.
Aggressive thing.
Yeah.
Well, and like, dumb. Yeah, it's odd. It's odd. Maybe even like the manager of the restaurant.
Yeah.
We'll had them clean it real good.
Then that could also tie into to maybe something just in general is going on in this
like a Breaking
Burger Bad Chef
situation.
That's like, something that they don't want people to catch on to.
I mean, that's insane.
Hmm.
This is awful. I'll say it. I'll be the one to say it out of the three of us. I don't like this. I don't like that this happened.
I'm taking a different stance. I think it's great.
I'm gonna, bit of a turn here. Yeah. Devil's advocate.
And
devil's
advocate. As you know me, Mr. Moderate, I'm going to go right in between those two opinions.
In the middle. Oh, God.
Well, I think it's fair to say we were had.
We were had.
This was an interesting one. We haven't done anything like this yet.
Yeah, this is crazy.
All right.
All right.
See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.